Friday night, and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll, and the troll lost.
With software, there are just two possibilities. Either the users control the program, or the program controls the users. Free software is where the users control the program. Free software means users have the four essential freedoms, and they are essential because that's what it takes for the users to have control over the program. There are four essential freedoms. Freedom 0 is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom 1 is the freedom to study the source code and change it to make it do your computing as you wish. Freedom 2 is the freedom to redistribute exact copies when you wish. And Freedom 3 is to distribute copies of your modified versions when you wish. So, with the first two freedoms, each user has individual control over the program, but that's not enough, especially if you're not a programmer and you don't know how to exercise Freedom 1 by studying and changing the source code. Clearly, that's not enough. We need collective control as well, which means any group of users, small or big, can work together to exercise control over what the program does for them. That's what requires freedoms 2 and 3. So, if the users don't have control over the program, it's the program that controls the users. But there's always some owner that controls the program. So the owner controls the program controls the users. This program is an instrument giving this entity unjust power over whoever uses that program. So non-free software is an injustice. If we're using software, we should have control over it. If you're using software, you should have control over it. And any attempt to deny you that control is an injustice. So the aim of the free software movement is to put an end to that injustice. All software should be under the control of the users. All software should respect the users' freedom and community. Now, for this ethical issue, it doesn't matter exactly what level of the computer this program runs at, whether it's an application or the operating system or a driver or a piece of firmware that gets loaded into a peripheral to run inside the peripheral. It's the same issue. Now, the issue could arise with hardware as well, except that I have no solution to offer in the case of hardware. The thing about hardware is it's just not feasible to change it, except in some maybe minor superficial ways. You can't change the inside of a chip, and this is not anybody's fault. Nobody's to blame for this. It's just the nature of chips. So I can't suggest a solution of this form, at least not with today's technology. Sometime in the future, maybe we'll fabricate our own chips, and then if we use free chip designs, we'll have control over that too. But we don't have personal chip fabricators today. They don't exist. So hardware and software are different kinds of issues today. They both can have the same kinds of problems, but with software, we've got a great solution. Make it free software. With hardware, unfortunately, we don't have a solution like that. We're dependent in any case on what factories make. So we just have to demand from them products that are general and are not designed to mistreat us.